Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Today's episode of the podcast is brought to you by Gab Wireless. Gab exists to give parents the best of both worlds, a phone with everything a kid needs and none of the stuff they don't. Go to GabWireless.com and use promo code Dustin or follow the link in the episode description to get $10 off an upcoming order. Gab Wireless, safe phones for kids. Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast, and alongside me on the due east wall of our studio slash our daughter's shared bedroom is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Happy New Year. This is our second episode of the new year. Yes. I hope it's been a real chill weekend, week news-wise. Very few things going on.
Nothing divisive.
No. Nothing of note. No, yeah. Nothing polarizing. No. Nobody really, I mean, pretty slow news week.
Everyone slept great.
Oh my gosh. All the family members are getting along really well. Nobody's fighting. It's really, really chill. Really. So I hope that you guys...
Peaceful.
Just hope you guys are able to relax.
Yeah.
Just take it in. You know, it's really... It's just so important to get that you time.
And to reflect.
And as everything in our world is just smooth sailing. Just like a sailboat, just cutting through water, yeah, with no waves, just
life's the beach.
It's amazing. And I hope that you guys are able to just take that in.
So important.
Are we still doing this bit? Anyways, welcome to the podcast, everybody. We appreciate you guys tuning in, backseaters. It's so nice to have you today. We are here. Here's the thing. We're 9 days. Today is, as of recording, today's January 10th. We're 10 days into this new year. And Melissa and I have set out to exercise more, to drink less. Mm-hmm. So not drinking any LaCroix for January. And trying to do less sugar, trying to cut out all additional sugars. So
I'm
all
not
that,
cutting out as much as
so
you,
all that to say, but we have, yeah, been fighting a lot. Tensions have been high at times. Not too,
sure,
bad, but
yeah,
it's a joke. So we, I thought we, I thought let's talk about fighting. We have not done a fighting episode yet. We have not done a episode on arguing that I can remember.
No, we have not. That's not like top 10 topics for a family podcast.
No, but it
podcast,
is top 10
but...
reasons people divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah. People, yeah, fighting's a big deal.
It's
and
big deal.
We fight a lot. I don't know. I don't know if there's a number. I don't know what quota is.
You know, here's the thing.
Have you seen some stats on fighting? Don't compare.
It would be very easy to be like, oh, they're getting divorced, they fight a lot.
It's never,
you know,
don't,
because
you're right,
we have friends who have divorced, you know, family who's divorced. So we get it. Like, fighting can determine
there's
a divorce.
There's no, what I'm saying, I'm not shaming. Divorces happen, you know?
It's, yeah.
But the point is, what you're saying is like not top 10 issue. My thing is, it is an important issue.
Yeah, if you fight, that doesn't mean you're going to get a divorce.
No. And the fight, in our experience, which is all we can speak to, I don't know. I don't know why people get divorced. Like, I don't, you know, people got their stuff.
It's two separate people.
It's two separate people. But the, I don't know how to remedy those things. All I know is our relationship. And the fight is the... The fight is the what, not the why, right? Like, you don't, people, the fight isn't why we're upset.
Yeah.
You know, that we're fighting because we're upset.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, I think we fought a lot more when we were young because that's just what you are in
right.
your 20s. You're just like, I'm dying on every hill.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's
black
a fair
and white
point.
Thinking, and you're like,
Can you remember any early ridiculous fights? Like any like crazy, I can't believe we fought over those. Hit me with a few of those.
Well, when we first were married, like anytime we were around other people, I was like furious. I was like fuming inside.
Why?
Just because when you got both of us with like some company over or around family, and then
or friends or whatever,
We would say comments to or about each other that would set us off.
No. This is an inaccurate memory of these things. This was a you thing. I have plenty of blood on my hands in our relationship and things that I have done wrong. You would be publicly mean to me in front of other people out of nowhere. Like you would just like, and not like a like roast type thing. You would just start like insulting me.
I don't know, it's a lot of different things because we were married in college,
right.
We're you know very poor, still getting some help from family.
Hold on, first off, when Melissa says poor, we always had a safety net. We were never on the streets.
We weren't living in a train station.
We were
or
still by mini state. We did not have a lot of money. That's
for
sure. We
did not have a lot of money.
No. We were getting our lives.
But we were babies, you know. So what I mean is people would, this is what used to really drive me insane, is people would be like, how's married life?
Right.
Or we didn't have any friends that were married when we got married.
Right. You know, we were the first of our friends to get married.
Absolutely.
By
the first.
Years. Yeah.
Everyone's
yeah.
like, whoa.
Right. Like, really?
I'm picking out my major. And you're married now.
And you're picking out like colors for your wedding.
Exactly.
You're meeting with photographers for your wedding, and they're meeting with photographers for senior pics.
Absolutely.
You still had
my sisters were in high school.
You still had the guy from your high school senior pics on speed dial to call for our wedding. You're like, no, we still are in communication. This is not an old contact for me.
We just used your graduation photo.
Yeah, from Yun Louis.
Our wedding. No,
we got in the, what would you call
the
that filter?
Graduation ring.
What? Yeah. What would you call those photos, those Yun Louis ones?
They were like a step away from the 80s glamour shots.
They were very glamoury.
They were very glamour shot, like, because it was a studio.
Yeah.
Studio portrait session, and you get like five backgrounds or like one outfit change.
It's huge. No, you get two or three outfit changes. Yeah, it was great.
I had a friend, she did straight hair, then went in the bathroom and
curled her hair.
She dried it curly. You know,
well, you could pay them to go out too. They would come, you could pay extra to go shoot somewhere.
Oh yeah,
like I had people who did it, you know, with the.
I know.
There's always
senior pictures are a little over the top, guys.
Oh my gosh, yes. What are kids doing for senior pics right now? I wonder.
Like the train track photo.
Yeah,
you know, that's,
well, are they still doing
one.
It? But I'm saying, like, how are they doing it? Do they print them? Is printed photography still
year,
a thing?
So, because I always send out the school pics. Uh-huh. Now I'm a dying breed, right? Because with the Christmas card, I send all like family.
Right.
School pics of each of the kids. But at this point, they'll give you a digital copy of it for like 10, 15 bucks.
Right.
You know? Like,
you upload it, you make it your new profile pic on Parler or wherever you're...
wherever you're at online.
Wherever your spot is.
I mean, certainly like the older, you know, family would prefer it a hard copy.
Or, right.
I don't know. It is a dying breed.
Yeah.
Because digital photography is not going away, you know?
No. And I mean, it will eventually.
Keep getting better.
Something will replace it eventually. Like
a live video feed.
There'll just be a slideshow right in front of our eyes, just like a...
It'll be in our eyes.
Yeah. I've thought about that with Google Glasses. I was like, was Google Glasses just like too early? You know what I mean? I feel like it's getting closer to it now.
I know.
You know, where you're just like, well, I mean, all the tech is there, but what could make it more accessible? Like, when will Google Maps be on my windshield? I've thought about that before.
I told you it's in your eye.
It's in my
eye. Kidding.
The chip. That's we get it through the vaccine.
Oh.
It's how we do it.
Now, I think people hate on J.K. Rowling, the Harry Potter lady. She had the news feeds moving on the pictures. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I felt like that was very forward thinking because that like happened.
Yeah, but those.
You know, it's like a tablet screen. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure
she wrote it in the early 2000s.
That existed before, right? The idea of a scrolling screen, that's been on TV since the 70s, Melissa.
Okay, fine.
You've never seen something scroll on a TV before? What you're describing is a teleprompter.
It wasn't a TV, though.
Well, I'm glad that we could get in a fight right now, everybody. We organically came up a fight.
Here we go. Technology.
Oh my
we're
gosh.
Just at the top of our game. It's like us in science. all the science people are just dying inside.
And the Harry Potter fans.
Yeah. We've made two subjects we did not excel in.
So fighting. A couple questions. So when we were talking about the marriage and early on and the fights we were talking about but I think that goes to the point, which is there was something that was causing you to kind of just act funky in groups.
Yes.
You were not feeling super secure as a person at that time in your life.
You didn't have that swag that you have now. I went from a huge family to the dorm room to like a little tiny apartment with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you worked all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden I wasn't surrounded by people.
It's true. You were alone a lot more.
And I'm like a pretty much a verbal processor. And like, so my friend right before I got married, one of my, bridesmaids.
I know which friend.
Yeah. She goes, what do you think it's going to be like to be married? And that was the first time I had thought about that.
We were engaged, right?
I was planning the wedding. And I go, I bet I'm going to be lonely a lot.
Ooh.
And that was the first time I'd had that thought. And it turns out, yes, incredibly lonely because I had been surrounded by people my whole life.
That's a rare thing. I've never even really thought about that, how that is different for us than a lot of folks who get married late. A lot of time when you get married, you get less lonely because you were a young adult, not living in groups. You and I never lived on our own. We have plenty of solo nights now.
COVID, yeah.
No. Solo without each other, like with traveling and stuff, you know.
Being a comics wife is incredibly lonely, right. Yes.
So it's just getting you ready, babe. So what I'm saying is that is very different for us. But the point being, you were kind of just like, you're not unlike how Gloria gets weird when like a group comes over or something. You were just acting out of some weird place that caused you to do that.
I didn't realize how upset I was until we got in the group. And then someone said, how's married life? And I was like, I'm insulted.
Right.
You don't understand me.
And the way
you don't know
would,
how hard it is.
And one thing that, even though that was early on in our marriage, one thing that you were doing then that has just kind of become like a time old tradition, which is when you are upset, I take the beating.
Yes. But I don't.
Nothing to do with me. Usually not. Does that mean I'm not going to take these hits? I mean, am I not your you know, your metaphorical punching bag, your for your emotional punches, your verbal jabs. I would say so. I would say I filled that role for the better part of 20 years.
And you can fight back.
Yeah.
You know? And especially when you're defensive, you can really fight back.
Well, you know, one way to make somebody defensive would be to insult them in a group unknowingly when nobody else was telling jokes. And
really just, kills the vibe.
Yeah. I mean, we're sitting here like playing apples to apples. And then Melissa makes some pot shot about you sleeping through class or something. And you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm working 4 to 9 a.m. in the morning. Yeah, I'm a little sleepy on the way to intro to comm. I'm in a class with 1,200 other students. It's easy to nod off.
I just had this thought. I was like, I can't believe we survived it. But, you know, we were...
I mean, it wasn't that hard.
Well, okay. It was...
Well...
We wanted this.
What we just did there was very... what we do in a lot of fights. You go, I can't believe we survived this. And I go, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yes! I
overplay
the scenario to get you to believe my side.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, don't you understand how I feel... It's this big, and then you go, yeah, it's fine.
And then I try and bring you back down to reality.
Yeah.
By
reality is in the middle.
Right. Reality is where I am. and I try and do that by minimizing your feelings.
Yes, especially when we were first married.
Because I don't have feelings. Even a minimal feeling is too many feelings for me. As we covered recently, Christmas is for crying. That's one out of 50.
Day.
That's my big day. It's my big cry.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of other non-feeling days in your life.
Well, this, it would make sense because there's so many cliches about fighting, you know, like, oh, you gotta, it's not about not fighting. It's about fighting well or whatever. It's so stupid.
You're like, okay.
I know. Because you... It's so funny that people like make a life
somebody
out of like
writes
being
a note down
some
fight
marriage
well.
Coach. Yeah, you gotta fight well. Blah, 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 blah. This is stupid. We never fight. We never raise our voices. Yeah, freaking sociopath. You know.
That's a lot of hidden resentment.
Right, but what I would say is that it would make sense to us. You know that, and you know we're not really here to bash. But some like healthy, very few people get from their parents modeled some level of healthy conflict and how to handle it. And
yeah, that's some high level.
I would say virtually like, so I was going to say neither of us got that from our parents, but nobody gets that from their parents. Very few percent. And if you did.
Two people to be self-aware enough to know why they're upset.
Right.
And then to communicate to that someone totally different than them.
It's crazy.
And have the time and the attention.
I mean, unless your therapist lived with you.
If you're both therapists.
Yeah, exactly. And that you're hashing this out. Gosh, that sounds like a nightmare. Two therapists being made.
Or one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we have that friend who's his wife is one. And he's like, I was like, how's that fighting? And he's like, it's not ideal.
Yeah.
Like she'll just,
she just like asks a bunch of questions.
Yeah, she'll be in like she's always searching for the deeper thing and
you're like, don't fix me.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Sometimes there is a deeper thing, but you don't want to deal with it because you're just like, no, but I'm just mad right now. And I just have to get mad out of
don't fix me. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So but I will say, you know, again, not, you know, not particularly interested in this wasn't like neither of us ever saw, I don't think, our parents fight and then it was like ever addressed like, hey, sometimes mom and dad fight, or did you guys get that sometimes? Or you're like,
no.
Yeah.
And here's the weird thing is you really need that tension dissolved.
Yes.
Because that makes you very anxious. Yes. I don't know what the feeling is behind it.
Okay. So
unease.
Whenever we fight. Whenever you and I fight,
relational unease,
3 to 4 times a day, big scream matches. No. I don't know. It depends how, there's no number. Whenever we fight, if I can't like rest, until I feel like we've reached a moment of resolve. Now, why do I feel that way? Because I'm an Enneagram 2 is what you would probably say, yeah. But
it's uncomfortable.
It's not just me and you. If any of my kids are upset,
mm-hmm.
I go and address that, you know, yeah. Like I don't like, and this is a big issue I have with our 13-year-old who he needs space. And I'm like, no, if you're upset, we have to deal with this until you're not upset anymore, which means sometimes I'm very calmly talking. Other times I'm yelling, like, why are you acting like this? Which is a genuine confusion to me, which is like, you know, for me being the makeup that I have, I can't understand why someone would do that, you know? Like, I've said that to you so many times before, mm-hmm. which is like, how can you treat me like this? How can you say those things? Which is like me flabbergasted, but is me genuinely asking, like, I don't understand how you're made like this. Like, I know you love me. I know you're number one fan. You're locked in. Things aren't going. I can't believe you just did that. But I also, because of my sense of resolve to, or not sense of resolve, because of my desire to resolve things, I am less likely to like grow from a fight or actually like understand why we're doing it or anything like that. Or
you just want the conflict.
I just
over
want it to be over.
Resolved.
Yeah. I just want everyone to be like, I want to go back to cruise director.
Then you'll make a joke about it and we can all be at ease. That's what you do. You put people at ease.
Yes. Ideally.
Give any scenario. And you can de-escalate and make it funny.
Right. Except you. You know? You are the...
When we were first married...
When we fought last night, as I said to you afterwards, still trying to solve this Rubik's Cube.
It's a mystery.
Well,
yeah.
And you just like that I'm trying because you like to be understood.
I do.
You like that I'm tinkering.
So when I would say awful things in front of family, friends, whoever, strangers.
Right.
I didn't care.
Right.
Because you're like, this is embarrassing.
It is very embarrassing.
This is while our friends in our 20s didn't call us again.
Right.
I don't care though.
Right. 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 But
I have no like saving face, unfortunately.
But it's so important
maybe,
to me.
At least then I didn't.
To feel valued and not rejected. Like in my core, that's like my biggest thing.
Exactly.
And I'm like, this is my wife rejecting me in front of other people. So it was like a triple whammy.
I know. And I was trying to express myself.
I don't think you've done it in a long time. Well, now I think our group dynamic is like me kind of giving you a hard time. But like when we're in groups. So it has kind of flipped.
Yeah.
But it's way less toxic than how you used to do it. I'll be like, okay, Melissa. And you'd be like, Dustin's pretty lazy. And I'm like, whoa, whoa.
I think
a lot of them were related.
Learn.
Well, we were learning to be together.
Yeah.
We were like.
Two completely different
people. Like, you knew on a day off I would sleep in. You knew that. And then we started living together. And now I'm sleeping in your bedroom and your plate. And you're like, oh, what? Like, I had other... You're just learning to communicate these, like, different... And, you know, like, those first years are brutal. I mean, I guess if you've lived together, you've hashed out some of these things. But, you know, it's like our buddy... we're not going to say their names in case they don't want to, but we had some friends over. Sorry, I know I'm outing ourselves as, you know, public enemy number one. Outdoors, over a fire pit, we chatted. And as they were starting to get, he was at her house on a Sunday and he was watching football. And she was like, so is it like the first game ended and the next one came on? And she's like, so do you just watch all of the games? And she's like, oh, well, he's like, well, yeah, I mean, all the ones that are on, you know, which is three or four games on Sunday. And And she goes like, you could just do this at your place.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff too that you're just like, now we're
our
like,
time versus your time. And
I knew I was going to watch the Seahawks game on Saturday, and it was important to me yesterday, and I communicated that for about a week. Like, hey, Saturday, I'm not going to casually watch this game. I'm going to sit down, not record it. I'm going to watch it live, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be pretty not fun to be around during that time. But that's learning to communicate those things, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The other thing is you used to try and get me to see that I was wrong. And the fights were like, you would literally say, I won.
Oh, I think I said that yesterday. But that's when I do it now, it's a callback to the back in the day.
Yeah, to those early years.
Well, part of the reason that I thought that like would be interesting to talk about this is, you know, yesterday you and I had a couple spats, which there's a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
Let's see what, you know, there's world pressures going on. You know, everybody in our house is always home all the time.
Yeah. To note,
our medium sized house has never felt smaller.
Yeah.
Like
there's
six
people in here in one bathroom.
Every single person in this house retreats to the backyard from time to time just to go be alone.
Yes. On Thursday morning, our principal said Gloria could come back on campus.
Right. Huge win. Huge win.
2.5 hours a day.
Struggling with math. She was going to be in school for 2.5 hours.
And just the online format.
Yeah.
Retention and stuff. And focus, attention and stuff. So great. Oh my gosh, tomorrow you're going to school. 4 hours later, I get a phone call that's been closed.
Right.
For, what did I say? I said indefinitely.
You said inevitably.
Inevitably.
But the word was indefinitely.
Yeah, but I was so upset that, you know, words. So, yeah, so that was looming, you know. Yeah, there's a lot of distance learning, school stress,
right.
And all that stuff, you know.
We fought about so many things. It's crazy. Big things, small things. I think the only thing that we have never fought over is Gab Wireless, I think is the... Boom! Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We got a sponsor back in the rotation that I can sneak in. On Melissa and or Steven, everybody, I legitimately say, okay, so we've had some sponsors over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this with 1,000% authenticity. There is no sponsor we have ever had that I have had a more positive experience and have a glowing endorsement for how much this product has resolved and fixed and helped our family, you know, mm-hmm. and that's Gab Wireless. There's no copy for us to look at here. Like, we are so excited that Gab is a sponsor of ours because we are a Gab family. Gab Wireless makes safe phones for kids. They're not smartphones.
Yeah.
They can text, they mm-hmm. can call.
Yep.
The newer ones or the more upgraded models, some of them can do group texts and mm-hmm. they can send pictures.
Yeah.
And they can take some pictures. And the newest ones, new models have GPS tracking as well.
Yeah. And both models have radio.
Radio.
And
so they can listen to some music.
Take their own pictures of the cats and stuff.
All the stuff you want your kid to have, none of the stuff you don't want them to have.
Yeah.
You and I, this was on their website. I was looking at it earlier, and it's 1,000% accurate. You know what you never want to do? Actually track your kids' devices. You monitor their devices. So much work. If you're truly going to monitor your kids' devices, so much work. Kids spend like 8-9 hours a day on their phones. And by kids, I mean also adults. And our kids have been wanting, we've talked about this so many times. Our kids have been wanting smartphones
for years.
For so long. Years. They want a phone.
I think most kids get them about third or fourth grade.
And the reason.
In the U.S. Yeah.
The reason that a kid wants a phone and the reason a parent wants to have the phone are for good reasons. They both want for good reasons. They want them to, the kids want to stay in touch with their friends. That's great. That's mm-hmm. social. Mm-hmm. We want them to be independent. We want Joel to go skateboard around the neighborhood.
Yep.
We want him to have a phone for the same reason we want him to wear a helmet, for his safety, so we can get a hold of him, for his good. But with that, before Gab, there was no really like compromise where you could just like, well, here's your thing, but also it comes with social media that you're not supposed to be on, and internet that we don't want you to have access, and YouTube, and all these things.
To be on social media.
So Gab, you guys, takes away all of that. It's just a basic phone. Our kids are happy to have a phone, is what they're happy to have, you know, and so we cannot recommend this product enough. And
no, we can't.
And you can save a little money if you get one through us, you guys. Go to gabwireless.com, use promo code Dustin. That's one word, Dustin. Of course, it's one word. I don't know why I said that.
That's one word.
Or you can follow the link in our in the episode description. And it's going to give you $10 off. $10 off. And they're over here at a reasonable price. They're cheaper than a smartphone.
Oh, yeah.
Gab makes smartphones for kids, guys. Excuse me. Take it back. Gab makes safe phones for kids.
Yep.
Keep that in there, Steven.
Go, 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 go.
So, yeah, check out Gab Wireless, everybody.
Great product.
It is a great product, and that is a thing that, like, there's tension between us and the kids, but it is a thing that we're fully unified on. You found Gab, and we're like, bing, 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 bing.
I picked up
my
son every day from fourth grade, and he begged me for a phone the whole drive home, every day.
We're not even talking about the ad anymore, guys. We're back into this. We're back into this.
And you can imagine, as a parent, how, for me, I don't like holding boundaries.
No.
So that was very hard on me.
I like setting them. I don't like holding them.
Very hard for me to be like, we already said we're not getting a phone, and he's at a middle school and looking at all these kids with phones, and it was hard.
And we'd be
it's something to begin with.
A way to stay in touch with
and,
your friends.
You know, Gloria wants the next Gab.
Yeah.
The one with the group texts and stuff. Yeah. And we're like, when we build up trust, we'll talk about it.
You guys, I say this in my heart with all genuineness. If I didn't have the job that I had, I would get a Gab. A Gab sounds like a fantasy to me. So, we've talked kind of about some of the things we fought early on. And, you know, the thing, you see these things in fights and you just go, oh gosh, I mean, you said those things. I remember I've told you multiple times over the years that all the fights are your fault.
Nice.
Or that you've started them all.
But you won them all.
Well, a lot of our fights, I'm almost embarrassed how much of a trope they are. That you're like, I feel this way. And I'm like, well, it is this way.
Yeah.
Like, we had one of those yesterday. We had a, what was this one over? You were upset about, UK. Okay, so one of the, I would say Melissa has two big triggers. And both involve re-entering, which is, I've been gone for an extended period of time, multiple days, and I come home, and I'm like, hey, business as usual, and you're like, no. You're like, I'm like, you want me to...
Like, we did everything this way until you got home.
And you want me to kind of slowly get up to speed, and okay.
So normal families kind of feel this on the weekends.
Okay.
Right? Because like 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, work.
Mm-hmm.
School, homework.
Right.
And then come weekend, everyone kind of has a different itinerary.
Right. Right.
So that's kind of a reentry.
That makes sense.
Different for us.
Well, the other one is whenever you leave for any amount of time.
Yes.
And then you come home.
Yes. And this goes back to what I was saying about how's married life. It's my fault, but I take these comments very personally. And so if someone says, how was your trip?
Or how was this?
And I get offended
by
someone being thoughtful.
Well, yeah, because I was like, hey, how was your time? Because you had taken Gloria to kayaking. I was like, hey, how was your, what did you do? And you received that as, oh, you just took 3 hours off. What did you do? And I didn't.
Yeah, or like I was just cruising the beach. Like, no cares in the world.
Just writing poems and... meditating, you know.
Yeah, instead my daughter is like berating me because something else she wants.
Right.
Yeah, not the whole time, but that's what I was feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
So there was that. And then anytime you come into, this is a thing, and I'm not trying to gang up on you here because Lord knows I have an innumerable amount of flaws and reasons. And, you know, I'm responsible for so many fights. But when you kind of get in one of those snowball emotional modes, you will hear that Gloria Claire came up and said, I'm hungry. And you received that as dad didn't feed us while I was gone, which was not true. She's just a 6-year-old saying she was hungry.
She said that an hour ago. I was like, you've had breakfast and lunch.
You have you made her homemade pancakes this morning and then homemade applesauce. And then she cried saying, I'm hungry. So it didn't mean she hadn't gotten fed.
No,
but,
no.
But I get that, too. I'm like, internally, I'm always catastrophizing. You know, I'm just like, oh, well, I guess, you know, like, this'll... It's not even for me, like, oh, we'll get a divorce. It's more like when stuff like that happens, I'm like, well, everyone's going to finally find out I'm a terrible dad. Like, the gig is up. All the gigs are up. The gigs have been up.
They're all up.
The gigs have been up for the whole year. But, you know, like, so it is just, like you said, I mean, it's our own fault. But you're just the person nearby to, well, I got to dump this on somebody. Yeah. I kind of like.
Yeah. So I'm feeling a lot of like shame and, you know, all that from
right.
Gloria.
Right. And so in that fight, you, what was it? Was it about that? Because you were feeling like, you were feeling, if I understand this correctly, like projected this that we were like, oh, mom just had the morning off, just had some relaxing, mm-hmm. chill morning, which you don't like when you don't. This is an interesting thought. Like, you don't pursue those things, you don't seek those things. When I offer you those things, you don't take them.
Yeah,
what's that about?
Well,
because you're like, I just want to go walk around Target. I'm like, well, just go walk around Target, but you're like, it has to be perfect, and I don't really want it.
I know, because I don't want it to be crowded and COVID,
right,
weird lines,
right,
and
right.
all the kids in there are crying,
but
and
like
that
you,
stresses me
some,
out.
Some people are like, I see like a spa day. And if you asked me for that, I'd be like, yeah, your stupid spa day. That's not stupid, but
no,
you could do that anytime you want.
Over Christmas break, my mom and I walked around North Park
you
and
do
Balboa
this
Park.
Once a year. Like, and it is it, but you're not like a me time person.
Well, here's the thing. I used to get a lot of stuff done while the kids were at school.
Right.
For the house and the business.
Yes.
And the family.
Yeah.
And I don't get that
anymore.
It's
a very common sentiment among folks right now. It's so hard.
So, you know, if you're a working parent and you're doing distance learning at the same time but like weekends used to be my, like, I'm a single parent. You know,
right.
in that
it used to be very strange
me.
For me.
Don can help a
even
couple
10
thing
months
or two.
In, it still feels weird when I'm home on the weekends.
Yeah, weekends are go, go, go. I'm coordinating rides and carpools because I got 3 kids
and now
various
I'm
things.
Home, but there's way less activities happening.
Yes.
You know, so it's totally different.
But we don't, absolutely. But I used to get a lot of stuff done while the kids were at school.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like go, go, go. You know, so the Amazon returns and the taxes,
right,
you know,
right,
just
right,
like
right,
stuff
right.
like that. So getting things done feels really good to me
mm-hmm.
right now, just because there's very little time to do that.
Sure, sure.
It's more limited,
you know?
Right,
right.
But then I don't take a break
mm-hmm.
and then I get stressed out.
Right.
You know,
but
because I'm because in my head, I'm like, I'll feel better if I just get these things done.
Right.
But then you're like, well, maybe I needed that break.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I don't think that there's like, you don't have this like traditional version of relaxing. Like I'm saying, when people talk about like spa days or mani-pedis, or you're like, I just want to, you're just not that person. You're just like, I just need 4 hours to, I don't know what you do.
Well, I do like creating things.
We went to Kauai 7 years ago.
20 years ago.
It was 2.5 years ago. Three and a half years ago?
It
was 2.5 years ago. And
what is time?
It took, we were there like 4 days, 5 days, and we were there for work. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it took you 2.5 days to chill.
I know.
Like, there's nothing we can do. We barely have internet out here. We have no
it's like
commitments.
Pitch black, dark.
Zero commitments.
Yeah.
Nothing to do. And like, I couldn't get you just like sit down in the sun.
I know. That's not how my family rolled either.
No. That's true. There is an amount of,
and
like,
your family is like the opposite side.
Oh,
like,
my family.
You guys can lay around all day every day.
My family
day.
Doesn't live for the weekend. My family exists for the weekends. But they're like,
or the vacation.
Yeah, same idea. Yeah. Like the idea of like, when do I get to be done doing work? And so when I integrated into your family and like you guys were getting up early on Saturdays to go on hikes that nobody in the family wanted to go on really.
Right.
I was like, what?
Oh,
this
I know.
This is, and then you guys would do various projects and homework things. And then I was like, this is more stressful than my week.
More homework.
Yeah, I'd rather be at work right now. I would rather be at work and going to college and like all of this. My job is more relaxing than this. And I work with middle schoolers. So that's way more chill than a Hoagland Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, all right, everyone, gotta go get the, we're gonna go change the oil, and we're all gonna then chip in on some yard work, and then we're gonna take a nice, relaxing 6 mile hike or whatever, I don't know, and then a family jog. We're gonna go to family jog.
We might order out some teriyaki.
And then maybe get some teriyaki and do some SAT words, even though everyone's already taken their SATs.
That makes me stressed.
Baby Charlene will treat herself to a raspberry mocha, and that's like,
or some HGTV at dude, night.
Oh my gosh! God bless Charlene and the HGTV. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's what your fam would do. That is so much different. That like, my family over the weekend might have like, we would be like, relax, 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 relax. Maybe we'll do one thing that exerts some effort. Maybe we have like, we need to mow the lawn or something like that.
Well, I heard it in your dad's voice today because we did leaves in the backyard.
Yeah.
I didn't, but our family did.
You were doing a bunch of stuff
inside.
Yeah,
I was doing other stuff. But, and then he goes, Joel can use that leaf blower soon.
Right.
And I died inside of laughter.
Yeah.
Because Don was the ultimate, wait, I almost have a teenage boy.
He's so funny you said that.
He can do all the yard work now.
Dude, I was mowing the lawn 2 years before Joel would touch a leaf blower now, is what he's saying.
Like, oh, yeah.
Bro, I was in like fifth grade mowing the lawn. The hills. Remember our front lawn? Double hill.
It was up. Oh, did it go down and
no,
up?
No, we have a hill, but then the driveway, and they had to go and do the other hill in the backyard. We had a big lawn growing up, you know?
Yeah, a lot of grass in Washington.
A lot of grass in Washington. When you hit that.
The thickest grass. Yeah.
Which by the way, there's a little green in our back, in our dirt pile in the back. It's starting to come back. You know, we're getting back to grass season, which is February through July. We do
depending on the drought.
Our backyard has two modes, grass and dirt. And it depends. Yeah. It's a 6 month cycle. It changes with daylight savings. What were we saying? My family would be like, relax, relax. One thing of exertion, maybe. Like I said, we'd have one chore to do. My dad works hard. My dad works super hard, you know, but it was like, boom, Friday, I'm off.
When he gets inspired, he'll do a big spurt.
Right.
He'll overdo it.
Well, I remember.
He'll physically overdo it.
I remember. You know?
And then take a week off.
Yeah. I remember he would like get so frustrated at my uncle on the weekends because my uncle was the mechanic and my dad would be like, Butch, I need you to like check out the car. Could you do that one thing? And it was so hard to get Butch to do. It's so hard to get a Nickerson to do something on a weekend.
Right.
And so when I did both the leaves and vacuum today, I mean, I've accomplished more than any Nickerson on a weekend in history. It's not our style. And I still watched football for 30 minutes in between there. But what I was going to say was your family is the opposite, which is exert, go get a raspberry mocha, exert, wind down for 30 minutes watching HGTV. Let's go catch a movie at the Dollar Movie Theater.
That was just us and my
sisters.
That
was me. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So or golf or whatever, your dad golf periodically, you know, it would just go. And even their version of relaxing with things like, I keep bringing up the hiking and stuff. I was like, this is not,
I know.
It was still do something.
Yeah.
Your family, like, let's go to the park. Let's go do this. It's, right. Oh, yeah, do it.
I think
family.
They were mostly just watching me at track meets all Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. So all of that, like, you know, all that stuff, like, still, like, leads to, you know, it's just like a rewiring and, like, learning to communicate on those things. Now, yes. What I want to ask you this. So when we fight now, which, you know, we mm-hmm. we do and we can and we will. What I was going, that fight that happened yesterday, this doesn't happen much anymore, but it used to happen a lot. It spirals out of control, because you get more emotional and then I get angrier, and because it's not resolving the way I need to, and my jokes to try and get out are not working because you reach a certain level of anger that cannot be quelled or emotional. It's not even anger necessarily you feel, but you, uh-huh. it's like, and I'm saying, and then I get more desperate and I get more like insulting.
Disparaging.
Yeah. More disparaging. I turn into the more like, you know, why are you like this? Like it gets bigger, right? It's now we're outside.
Helpful. Why are you like this?
Once you get into those more general statements, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason was, and this is the old Dove Davidoff bit of just like you just get into those fights and you're not sure how you got there.
No.
And because this one happened where you're like, well, you made several comments about how I had this little morning off. And I go, what comments? And you're like, you made several. I go, what were they? Tell me what they were. And you're like, you did. I was like, no, I didn't.
Yeah, I don't like dealing with facts.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all feelings for me.
But you felt that I had, and I was convinced I had not. But I very well may have, because it's not like I'm known for my memory.
This week, I went to the Bay 3 times with Gloria.
Right. And so maybe I made one earlier.
Over that week.
Right.
And you're joking.
Right.
Because you're like, how was your time off or whatever?
Right. And now I know it's I will joke about old fights 10 seconds later.
Yes.
I will say that one thing that I'm very grateful is you and I, we do end fights. They don't linger.
Well,
we
I would let them.
Yeah.
I would let them simmer.
I won't let you sleep.
I'll let them simmer for months.
Yeah.
Years. Decades.
Yeah. Then I couldn't exist. I couldn't be in a relationship with somebody that could. It would be impossible for me to.
I think that's like absolutely key to like moving on.
Is
the resolution.
Yeah. You can't bring up, you can't still be in a fight. But that's, you've heard those things before of the, you know, it's the, you know, it's the old couple in the nursing home that told us the guy, right? He just told us, you know, we asked him, what's your advice? He said, be lovers and, you know, never go to bed angry, you know, which is the Ecclesiastes. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. We don't do that. Our fights don't linger. I don't even feel like our issues linger, but then old stuff, maybe they do for a while, but not from like years ago. Like we can laugh about our old fights because we're like, we've moved on, you know? Yeah.
But I think that's 20 years of
being in a relationship
or fighting.
Well, now I would say that, we know even when we're in it, like I know we're gonna get out of it in a second.
It's silly.
It is, but sometimes we're just like in it, and you're like, I'm like, well, this is kind of fun for a second. This is different.
Spice it up. I love a passionate fight.
It's like, well, I've been fighting with the kids so much, I might as well fight with somebody else. Need a new sparring partner. But we even in it. I can say this is so frustrating about just the stupid emotions is I can be like, I can objectively be like, this isn't about me. Melissa is very happy with our marriage. I know that. I know that we're now, that's not always been the case. We've had tons of stuff and we will have tons of stuff. It's always going to be there. There's going to be mess ups. There's going to be
always perfect.
Exactly.
Kidding.
But most of our fights, I can objectively go, she's like, I'm upset, or this is hitting on my insecurities, and so I'm lashing out, or I'm feeling out of control, so I'm responding through anger to try and control the situation. I'm saying things I don't mean. Mm-hmm. She's taking this out on me, but it doesn't have anything to do with me. It has to do with her and her stuff. I just happen to be the one that she has this to process with because we don't pay for therapy. So I'm grateful for that. But even in it, as soon as it could still always hit a personal level, an insult, or I don't know what it is, but you still just go like, okay, here we go.
No, because I go, this is kind of a recent one for me. I get so angry that you're staying calm.
Yes.
And you're like, Melissa.
Yeah.
And you're talking like that.
And I'm not upset. I'm genuinely not upset.
And I get that crazy sarcastic.
Yes.
Like it's it's comical.
I'm going to film you on one of them.
Yeah.
I need you to see it.
Because I do it to the kids too.
Yeah.
If I'm just done.
I need you to do it in front of the Ring doorbell.
I know.
Once, so I can.
It's so bad. I go, it's awesome that you're calm right now. It's so great that you're not yelling at me.
Oh, no, you stop it. I'm getting triggered right now. Oh, that's so great. That's really cool that you're calm right now. Oh. And you get so
bad.
You get so biting. You just get right in my face like, oh, you're calm. Oh, you're so calm. Aren't you the mature one? I don't know. It's like, whoa,
way to take the high road.
Yeah. But then those comments that I'll make about you, you will make about yourself sometimes. And you'll be like, you'll just be like, no one understands me. Like, you'll make these big, and I'm like, okay, this isn't about what's happening right here. But you do, it is the most aggressive that you get, is you know, I mean, you punched me once, but other than that,
It was in the stomach. I asked
it was more
you
like
to
you
move.
You were trying...
But that was another thing. I was trying to retreat.
Yeah, and I had blocked your entryway.
This was trapping
your other house. Our house has several exits.
We're totally fine. This was a huge issue outside of us.
It resolved 10 minutes later. Yeah. It was funny. It wasn't a punch. It was like, get out of my way.
Yep. Absolutely.
And the way that you communicated to get this out of this way was you balled up a fist and threw a punch-like format.
We're okay, guys.
When you get like that, like, I just need to like be like, you know, all right.
My top has flipped.
Yeah, and just be like, I don't, but now I'm like, how do I fix this? I need everyone's emotions to be okay. But you don't even necessarily want them to get okay in that moment. You're just like, I'm here.
No, I know it's a very unhealthy space.
Right.
Absolutely.
I don't think, are you thinking clearly in that
moment? Absolutely not. When I get in that space, we need like a blinking light
always,
or something.
I always picture when you're doing it, I'm always picturing a tea kettle.
Yeah.
You're just like, Steve, like, someone needs to take that off the fire.
Off the rails. Yes.
I do think that if I filmed you one time doing it and I'd be like, Melissa, you'd be like, wow.
I know. It's just mostly it's like, I can feel the hormones boiling in
right.
my body.
Well, at the end
you
of the day,
I mean?
It's when people just tell me like, we don't really fight, or like, my parents didn't yell. I was like, that's a biology thing. That's not a character thing. That's literally your makeup. Mm-hmm. People have more calm demeanors than other people.
Yes. Or like they like to peacemake.
Nobody yelled at me, I would never yell. I don't yell. I don't get mean until someone gets to me, mean to me. And sometimes my jokes, you know, but what I mean by that is like, I only go up if somebody goes up first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a volleyball player.
No, you don't. You know how there's the really, I mean, it's like your dad, super quiet.
Yeah.
Until he's angry.
Right.
And he doesn't get angry with us.
Right.
You know, but like, you know, that personality type.
Yeah.
You're not that type.
No.
You're
not
like calm, say nothing and then scream.
No. I only go up if somebody gets me there, but I'll go there, you know, but that's what I'm saying of like, but that's not a character issue.
It's a personality.
It's a personality issue, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of personality types, you know, they like fighting because they feel close to people when they're fighting.
Yeah.
Like the intensity. So.
I think we figured out a lot here today.
Yeah.
I think we did. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, I just... Look forward to having a text fight with you over our gab wireless in the future. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning to this episode. Please do shoot us some emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Let's hear about your fights. I want to hear about some trivial fights, some fights that didn't matter that you can laugh about now, because those are fun, and I think they are just therapeutic to listen to. So thank you, backseaters. Like I said, shoot us an email at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com, and have a good week, everybody.
Hey, bye.
Thanks for listening to that episode, everybody. I wanted to give a special shout out to our designated drivers. That is our highest level of patrons. Demarius Diaz-Stevens, Troy Meacham, Dave Hoagland, and Rachel Jakewith. Really appreciate your support of the podcast. If you have not already, please like and subscribe and share. Backseaters, you mean the world to us. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer?
I hope they don't think I was serious about this.
Snacks. I need to be awake.
I've got my brain shut off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise. There's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better. Like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.